This is the Books and Authors Fantasy Podcast, episode 117. Good day and welcome to this episode of the Books and Authors Fantasy and Sci-Fi Podcast. I'm your host, podcaster, and author of Fun Fantasy Reads, Jamie Davis. This podcast is exactly what the title says it is, folks. It's a show focused on everything to do with fantasy and some sci-fi books, too. We cover epic fantasy, urban fantasy, swords and sorcery, space opera, you name it. We cover it here on this show so that we can bring you the best and brightest authors from all the various corners of the fantasy book world and, of course, sci-fi, too. Starting off this episode, I will go ahead with my own update. I am just starting the edits for Huntress Defender. It's book 6 in the Huntress Clan Saga. I hope to have that into my editor by the end of this month, end of June. So that's good because then I can focus on getting the launch ready for Huntress Adept. That's scheduled to come out on July 8th, and I'm super excited about that and get it out for you all to read. Our heroine, Quinn Faust, is really going to dig deep in these last two books to deal with the trouble that she faces, and I really am excited to share that with you. If you haven't picked up the first books in the series, you know, now's a good time to do that. There's four that you can read right now, and the fifth one's coming out on July 8th. So go ahead and pick up Huntress Initiate, available over on Amazon. If you're a Kindle Unlimited reader, it's free. And pick it up, take a look, and start reading the Huntress Clan Saga. You can always check out more about what I'm up to. Of course, also, I post episodes of this podcast. We talk about all sorts of fantasy books and movies over in my Facebook group, Jamie's Fun Fantasy Readers. And I want you to join me over there, too. I have giveaways. I do promotional things with other authors, so you get deals that nobody else gets. So head over there and check it out on Facebook under Jamie's Fun Fantasy Readers. Just search for it and come on and join us. Let's go ahead and get on into this episode. I am going to be chatting with audiobook narrator and voice actress Marnie Young. She is the voice behind the audiobooks for my Huntress Clan Saga series, and including the recently released first book in that series for audiobook, Huntress Initiate. Marnie is a multi-award-winning narrator for New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and USA Today best-selling authors, and is the owner of the Audio Sorceress audiobook production company. She's a SAG-AFTRA voice, stage, and screen actor, and she spent her life in the South, Midwest, and North. Having performed across the globe and sometimes referred to as an accent guru, she has been praised for her impeccable comic timing as well as her ability to make you cry at will. She isn't narrating, she's probably acting, fishing, raising chickens, and of course her most important job, momming. So let's go ahead and get into my interview with Marnie coming up right now. Hi, Marnie. Welcome to the Books and Authors Fantasy and Sci-Fi Podcast. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Jamie. Thanks for having me.
So why don't you introduce yourself? I think folks probably can guess a little bit about you just based upon your background if they're watching the video here. But tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Sure. Okay. I'm Marnie Young. I have an audiobook production company called Audio Sorceress. I'm an actor also, and a coach and a mom. I got my MFA from Yale and came to New York, did the whole, you know, agent thing, whatever. Was doing well, had just broken into television, and then found out I was pregnant with twins. So it kind of changed sort of where I thought my life might be going. And a friend of mine said, you know, you have a nice voice. You should look into doing audiobooks. And that was sort of the start of everything. And I think April of last year, it was just me and an engineer, and we were just working together. And then now we have a team of 8, and we're global, and it's awesome and crazy, and I'm homeschooling. It's good stuff, and I get to do wonderful books like yours, Jamie. Well, I appreciate Tantor, that. So thank you both, Tantor.
Well, no, I appreciate that. And, you know, it's exciting to be able to do something like that. I'm so happy and pleased to be able to write and work full time as a writer. And I can only imagine, you know, being a narrator as yourself, to be able to work from home and have a business and do all the things, you know, right from one place like that. It's a joy to be able to do that.
It really is. It's like having your cake and eating it too, because, you know, I do still get to do my first love is stage. And I am on stage. It's just a different kind of stage. It's just like in front of a mic with acoustic foam all around you. But
that's a challenge, I'm sure, because your voice is so expressive and it's definitely a performance. I there was another author last year that I had on the show, and she's like, I just don't think I would like audiobooks because I just don't need somebody to read to me. And I'm like, You've never listened to an audiobook, have you? And she's like, no, I like to read the word from the page. And I said, I'm going to send you one of my audiobooks for free and I want you to listen to it. And she was a convert instantly.
Oh, yes. I mean, it
was like, oh, I didn't know it was like that.
Yeah, we're busy acting our pants off behind this mic. So
what is it about fantasy books that intrigues you the most as a narrator? Because, I mean, you do a lot of different genres, I know.
Yeah.
Is there something about fantasy that kind of is different for you from that perspective?
Yeah. Well, because I mean, a lot of, you know, and I mean, not always, but in many romances, you don't necessarily have, you know, supernaturals and vampires and deities and all these wonderful non-human creatures or characters. And there's a level of play or a certain flexibility that you have in fantasy that you don't always have in romance. I mean, there are paranormal romances or whatever, but if we're just talking about like contemporary romance and, you know, there are certain things you can do with your vocal silhouettes that maybe you can't get away with in a romance or a mystery thriller or whatever. So that's a lot of fun, you know, because you get to sort of, and a lot of times too, I guess this would be in terms of challenges for fantasy, what would set them apart. There are so many characters. I mean, I know I did a fantasy book and it had over 50 characters, which, you know, isn't typical for romance or mystery thrillers or, and that's a lot of fun. You really get to do some, vocal acrobatics, but also I think the one thing that you have to be careful of, I would say, is just to make sure that you stay grounded. So yes, you're a demon, but you know, what is the demon's, you know, objective? What is this obstacle? What is, because you have to keep that real. Otherwise, then it's just kind of this over the top, whatever, whatever. And you're not honoring, you know, the author and the story that they want told. It's so important to humanize them in some way so that, you know, you stay grounded in the circumstances, you stay grounded in the relationships.
No, I completely get it. And I was thinking, I'm like, well, you're right. Cause romances are really like, sort of like small ensemble pieces, right?
Yes.
You know, it's just the, you know, four or five people, maybe a side character, the postman shows up one day.
Yes, but exactly.
But you know, then you have these epic things that go on in fantasy sometimes.
Yeah.
I completely get it.
I love it. And not always, but for me, fantasy tends to be a bit more fast paced. The pacing feels different than, I mean, always exceptions, you know that. But for me, it feels there's a, you know, that engine that's running, and the engine is always running in any book you do, but it feels faster in fantasy for some reason.
Well, no, you're right. I think there's just a different, you don't want, sometimes there's a frenetic pace that needs to happen to convey the action.
Yes.
And you know, there's swords and things. There's paranormal fantasy, but, you know, there's not swords in your contemporary romance or cowboy romance or whatever it might be.
Yeah, usually. You know,
So it's just, you're just sitting there. And so it's different things drive the pace in those stories. You know, it's the romance scenes. It's the love scenes. It's the, that's certainly not, anyone would consider that fast pace necessarily, unless it's a certain kind of love scene.
Exceptions to every rule.
Yes. When you come up with your character performances, because that was something I really was looking forward to, and I told you before the Huntress Initiate came out on audiobook, I listened to the sample, I think, 15 or 20 times, because I was just so enjoying your characterization of Quinn and Taylor, and they're so central to the story. They're best friends, and that carries through the rest of the series. So I was really intrigued to hear that, and I just loved hearing the differences. So when you voice a character, what do you look for to help you come up with what that voice sounds like in your head?
That's a good question. The author a lot of times will give you gifts, little nuggets, like he said with, you know, in his gravelly voice or whatever, like, and you're like, okay, a gravelly voice, like what kind of person has a gravelly voice? And you sort of start out with that and see where that gets you. And a lot of times that informs how you play it. And, you know, her shrill sound or whatever it is, again, that informs. And if it's not there, which, you know, many times it's not, it's tough. I don't know. I mean, when the writing is good, like yours, very good, it sort of jumps out at you as you're reading this character, the descriptions, the way that person talks, you know, the way that Taylor talks versus the way that Quinn talks. You know, Quinn is very like no nonsense. She doesn't sweat the small stuff. She doesn't. And Taylor's kind of like, you know,
No, you're absolutely right. Taylor is like really, a little, I don't want to say she's flighty, because she is really down to earth in so many ways, but she is just goal oriented. She wants to get, you know, she doesn't want to be late. She doesn't.
And her brain is like, whereas, and they're both very driven. So they have a lot of things in common, but it's just a different sort of, you know, so Quinn is going to, because she's sort of, her feet feel more on the ground than, but again, Taylor is not flighty, just, you know, just different.
You're right.
I feel like that rests somewhere else in your body, you know, and you sort of start thinking too about their energy centers. I feel like Quinn seems to feel more like gut oriented, whereas Taylor feels a little bit more like through here.
Well, she's intellectual. I mean, she's a computer nerd and geek, and so she can get lost in the code.
She's
got a million things going through her head because she just soaks everything in. And you know, Quinn's background is a foster child and coming from a rough background. She's had to rely on her wits and
instincts.
Capture that so well.
Right. Oh, thank you. I'm just doing my thing.
I think this is the 28th audiobook of my books that have come out. I've produced a lot of them myself. This is the first time I've actually worked with a production company like Tantor.
Awesome.
And so it's been a kind of a more hands-off experience. Usually I'm much more involved in the production, and, you know, I have this like whole sheet I fill out with the characters and, you know, try to give so I can give them something. And when I heard you were doing it, nobody asked me for any of that. And I'm like, okay, I guess I'll just sit back, and if they need it, they'll ask for it. And, you know, and so it was a different experience from my end, because I'd been producing the other 27 audiobooks myself. And it's been a joy to just kind of get that feedback and get the chapters in as they were finished up. And so it's just different. And so it was kind of fun to kind of see you perform these characters. And I had no idea until the actual book came out to listen to everything and you know, how you got Clark in there and such a curmudgeon. And
I love that. He's so fun.
And Miranda. And, you know, and I don't know if you've read the next book yet, but there's a lot that goes on in the next two books. Because I know your book to do the next, all three of the first three books. And
yes,
so, you know, there's a lot that happens with all of them in the next two books that are just.
Wait, you leave us hanging, Jamie.
I can't give it away because.
Totally open-ended. If you have, I don't want to do any spoiler alerts, but you're kind of like, wait a minute.
I know a lot of people that can always just read the ebook and then get the audiobook. I have a lot of readers that do both.
Oh, that's wonderful.
My wife does that with books she reads. She gets the Kindle version and the audiobook version, and she goes back and forth, but she primarily will like back up and read stuff or read ahead and then back up and do the audiobook to catch up to where she is.
Wow.
And she just, she says it gives her a better sense of the characters because she hears that performance.
Yeah.
And it informs her mind's view of the characters when she keeps reading forward. So I think other people do that too. So hopefully, you know, folks, if they want to know, books 1 through 4 are out.
Ouch,
book 5 comes out in the beginning of July, and I'm finishing up book 6 now.
Oh.
So
my gosh.
People can read ahead if they want. But I just am excited to see where you go. You've done a good job with that core group of characters that are going to be with the clan for, you know, the length of the duration of everything and what they have to do. Let me see I had a bunch of questions for you and I sent them to you. And then of course I get off target. So the ADD podcaster in me. Let's see. What makes you want to keep reading in the series? So as you were finishing up book one, what was it that you wanted to find out most as you move forward?
Well, I have to be careful because I don't want to do any, I was thinking about,
Because you've read forward, right? You know what's going to happen, so.
I have not read the rest of the
series. Oh, okay.
Which is why I'm saying you leave me hanging.
Well, then you can't give anything away, so you can just...
I can say, oh gosh, Jamie, what am I allowed to say?
You're allowed to say anything. You know, here, people, spoiler alert. If you don't want to hear something that might give something away, just mute it for like 30 seconds.
They're going to go to war, right? I mean, essentially they're going to go to war and I want to see what happens. She's going to go train. I want to know what her other powers are. I want to know how it happens. So I am, you know, and like I said, it's not resolved with Versink, with other, it's not resolved. There's a whole, it's like you just give us the very beginning, you know, it's just the very beginning of what's going to open up into this, like, I have no idea, which is why it's exciting.
No, well, that's good. No, that I don't like to leave people with cliffhangers, but I do like to leave them with an open thread or two that's going to, you know, make them say, well, what happens next? Because, you know, Quinn does resolve a little bit about her background and who she is at the end of book one. So,
true.
She kind of finds something about herself, but she doesn't have what she really wants yet. And that has always been family for her. She has always been in search of a family since she was a little kid. Mm-hmm. And that's my, when I write Quinn, that's her driving force. Mm-hmm. Is she wants to belong to a family.
Well, and that's what's so beautiful. I feel like as I'm, you know, as these groups of characters are coming together, they are like a family. They do become a family. Taylor, Quinn, Miranda, Clark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's more to come, let me see. So for fantasy and sci-fi, do you have any other fantasy projects you're working on coming up? Or
oh yes, actually,
Something recent that's come out that you'd like to promote?
It just released. Thank you for that, Jamie. That's so sweet.
No problem.
Fur Lodge by Sean McMahon. It was 2 years in the making, Jamie. It was and the reason I would mention it too is there's a little story behind it. I'm known as the audio sorceress. And that's the name of my company. And I got it from him. We discovered each other on Twitter. And I thought his writing was absolutely hilarious. I saw little bits and pieces and thought it was so funny. And he sent me his book because he was interested in my voice. And, you know, and it said Marnie Young, Audio Sorceress.
Wow.
And I was like, what is this? And I was, and I was, this is my hook. This is my company. This is my everything. And I was like, do you mind if I use this as the name of my company? And he's like, oh my gosh, that'd be
so cool.
Oh,
that's how you got the name of the company. That's amazing.
Oh my gosh, thank you. So I owe him everything. I owe him everything. The one thing I can say is I've never claimed credit for it. I will always tell people it is his. He came up with it. But anyway, this beautiful, it's Fur Lodge in the Restarter series. And the first one just came out. It's got fantasy, sci-fi, fantasy, time travel, horror, comedy. It's got these wonderful pop culture references. Laugh out loud funny. Like, laugh out loud funny.
Oh, and now I'm going to have to get it.
It's just electric. It's like, buh, 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 and the banter between Hal and Kara, which are the main characters, like, buh, 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 buh. It's really fun.
That sounds like a lot of fun. All right. Well, I'll make sure I link to that because folks will want to check that out for sure. That's Fur Lodge by Sean McMahon. And it's the Restarter series. So I'll tell people to look for that. And that's fantastic. If people want to follow you, maybe see what kind of projects you have coming up or follow you online, is there a good place where they can follow you? You talked about Twitter. Where's
everywhere, Jamie.
Everywhere.
I'm everywhere.
That's a good thing.
But I actually am, really. I'm
I am too. So I completely get it.
There you go. LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. I have 2 pages on Facebook. You can hit me up anywhere. We also have our website, which is www.audiosorceress.com. And that, there's even a link that says My Audiobooks, and you can click on that. You can also see there's a demo section where you can hear my voice clips as well as my video clips from television and film.
Awesome. That's fantastic. I love that Audio Sorceress moniker came from something like that. So organic. I mean, my brand is Fun Fantasy Reads. And I got that when somebody in my Facebook group, before it was named Fun Fantasy Readers, was mentioning when they were describing to somebody, somebody said, like, am I going to like his books? And somebody goes, oh, they're great. They're Fun Fantasy Reads. And I went,
that's it. Yes. It's like a light bulb goes off. Yes. Right. And you're like, this is mine. No one's going to get this.
That's what I was trying to do. It's what I always think about is I want this to be fun. I want people to have a smile on their face.
Absolutely.
And there's ups and downs, but I want them to get done and go, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So. No, definitely. And it was interesting too, because I'm so used to doing so much romance. So it was nice to do something a little bit different, you know, that there really isn't romance in there, you know?
I raised 2 daughters and my eldest is my son, but I raised 2 daughters and I want them to be women who don't need a guy or a love interest to make them whole.
I've very much felt that with Quinn, obviously. Yeah. No, it's about her family making her feel more whole, not another, not a man.
there is someone eventually.
Ooh, okay.
So we'll let that kind of rest out there. I'm trying to remember if it's 3 or 4 that it happens. But anyway, there will be someone eventually that is just for her. But it's not hot and heavy either. I mean, it's kind of, you know, it's kind of a passing thing, and they have to be away from each other. So it's a long distance thing, and it'll be a lot going on. But, you know, there needs to be some kind of tension that builds eventually in these stories.
Sure.
First book I wrote, Extreme Medical Services, about a paramedic who treats supernatural creatures, which Roberto Scarlato, I don't know if you know him as a narrator, he actually did the audiobooks and did just a fantastic job with them. That series, I wrote it first and I gave it to my wife and she read it and she goes, where's the love interest? There has to be something. There has to be, you know, like a wink and a nod that they like each other or something. I don't expect you to write steamy scenes, but to have something. So I went back and actually rewrote like the middle of the book to add someone, but it was just kind of like, who is that? And you know, they see each other and then it's like, you know, so that there's, I made the connection in book one, and then I carry through in books two and three and beyond in that series. But you know, I try to build in those love interests eventually, in the stories, because I think that's an important part of us. But, and so often in these fantasy stories, there's some crisis going on, and there's no room for a lot of hot and heavy romance or anything.
I don't have time for love right now.
The world is ending, for God's sake.
I'm busy saving the world. Excuse me.
So anyway, Marnie, thank you so much for coming on. It has been an absolute pleasure, and I can't wait. I think I looked at the Cantor website. It looks like books two and three are scheduled for sometime in September, maybe October. So I'm looking forward to when they come out. If you have any questions about anything you run into, you know where to get me now.
Definitely know how to find you, and I will definitely hit you up.
Answer quickly. So I have a whole spread. I have a whole like template.
I don't want to deny you your spreadsheet.
It's like, Well, I never filled it out because I didn't have to, right? So, but I can if you need it. So it's there. Anyway, Marnie, thanks so much. And thanks again for coming on the show. And I will definitely promote Fur Lodge and anything else you have. And we'll have a link to your website and social media contacts in the show notes.
It's been a joy. Thanks.
That's going to wrap up this episode of the Books and Authors Fantasy and Sci-Fi Podcast. I hope you'll catch up with us for a whole lot more from the fantasy and sci-fi focus community. You can find them over on Facebook and, of course, over at their website, fantasy-focus.com. If you get over there and check out the podcast, there are two of them now. The Authors in Focus podcast is James Reed's podcast that we have on that site. And then, of course, my podcast, the Books and Authors Fantasy and Sci-Fi Podcast, is there as well. But leave a comment on this episode and let me know what you're thinking about it. Also on the website, if you look on each podcast episode post, you'll find links to subscribe to the show right below the player on that episode. So make sure you do that so you don't miss any episodes. We have some amazing authors coming up, including my interview with the amazing JMD James Reed on the show. He's the host of the other podcast, but he's also a pretty great author. And I bring him on to talk about his books and his show on my show. That's it for this episode, though, of the Books and Authors Fantasy and Sci-Fi Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Jamie Davis, author of Fun Fantasy Reads. Don't forget to follow me over on Facebook at Jamie Davis Books and at my website, jamiedavisbooks.com, where you can get a free book if you sign up for my newsletter while you're over there. Whatever you do, though, subscribe and come back here for the next podcast. And in the meantime, I'd like to remind you, as I always do, to keep your eyes open, folks, because there's magic all around you.